Dr. Sabik Titting, an office note on patient Scott Layman, S-C-O-T-T-L-A-Y-M-A-N, date of birth 7-19-1961, date of service 1-30-2023, per paragraph. The patient is 61-year-old, white gentleman, presents to my office to be established with me as his doctor and to address his hypertension, period. He has had hypertension for at least 10 years, has been on and off medications, and has been checking lately his blood pressure in the 180s, 190s at home and at the dentist office, period. His past surgical history includes bilateral intraocular lens transplant, period. Allergies, has no known drug allergies. Social history, patient is married with two kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. No. He works as a technician, electrical engineer for yachts. Family history, father with heart disease, uncle with coronary artery disease, grandfather died from a myocardial infarction, mother is healthy, period. Review of systems reveals headaches and blurred vision whenever his hypertension, his blood pressure is elevated, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation. He does have nocturia up to 2 times at night, no staining upon urination. He reports complete bladder emptying and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. COVID vaccination status, none, period. Paragraph medications, patient is taking a lot of supplementation, including vitamin D, 4,000 units daily, Echinacea Elite, Super Omega 3 Plus, Advanced Lipid Control, CoQ10, NitroVasc Boost, Optimized Resveratrol Elite, L-Arginine Caps, Vitamin C Liposoma, 3,000 milligram daily, Ultra Prostate Supplement, all from lifeextension.com, period. On physical exam, his vital signs are as mentioned above, HNT, pupil joint reactive palatal accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, non-cervical, non-fedonopathy, non-carotid B, bilaterally, non-jugular veins, distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal swellness too, no members heard, no friction heard, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no lead, neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me are reviewed and include the following. Hemoglobin A1C is 5.5, testosterone 345, TSH 1.54, vitamin D level was 124. Magnesium 2.3, insulin level 4.6, ferritin 264, apolipoprotein B is 88. Total cholesterol over HDL ratio is 2.9, homocysteine level is 10.6, PSA is 0.5, free testosterone is 3.8. DHEA sulfate is 66.6, estradiol is 13.5, C-reactive protein is 1.23, white count is 4.3, hemoglobin 14.1, platelet count is 233, glucose 102, uric acid 5.8, BUN16, creatine 1.1, estimated GFR 76. Sodium 141, potassium 4, calcium 9.3, albumin 4.6, AST 36, ALT 47, gamma GT is 12, total cholesterol 187, LDL is 113, triglycerides 54, HDL 64, period paragraph. Assessment of plan 1, hypertension uncontrolled, patient will be started on enalapril 20 mg, hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily. We're going to check blood work in 2 to 3 weeks. To check for electrolyte abnormalities, period. We're going to check for secondary causes of hypertension as well. I will see patient back in follow-up in 3 weeks to discuss results. Additional diagnosis include elevated ALT. We have to recheck on that in the future. This may be related to polypharmacy with supplements. Period. Next, low free testosterone level He may need supplementation. We'll discuss that next visit. Per paragraph. Annual report. Thanks.